This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University has been making headlines for decreasing enrollment, budget cuts, and employee layoffs. However, some students are still drawn to Western. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Stern talked to people about why they chose to come to Western.
Every August and January, Haley Richards would drive 18 hours from her parents' home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois. She transferred here from New Mexico State in 2015. She says a soccer scholarship got her interested, but it was a signature program that motivated her to move far away from home.
When I went on my official visit, when I saw that they had like a sports broadcasting program, I thought that that was like really unique. So that's kind of what like sold me on Western, I would say. It was like the cherry on top of like being able to play soccer was getting to do that, because that was something that I wanted to do, but not a lot of places offer it.
Richard says she experienced a culture shock moving to Illinois from New Mexico.
I'm used to the food I eat, like, is New Mexican food. It's not even, like, Mexican food. So, like, eating red and green chili, like, it would stink to go to, like, a breakfast place and not have, like, chili on my omelet or something. So that was hard. And then also just, like, the Midwest weather.
Richards was unaware of Western until she was recruited to play soccer. It was much different for Ashley Leffringhouse. She says Western was always at the top of her list in high school. She is from Liberty, Illinois, about an hour away from the Macomb campus. We talked at Rocky's Bar and Grill in Macomb. Leffringhouse says she chose the university because of a scholarship and how close it is to home.
A lot of people from my high school either went to John Wood, Quincy University, or Western usually, so it was always kind of in the back of my mind too, just like word of mouth stuff, not really like I got it in the mail or anything.
Leffringhouse says she goes home often and likes being able to see her family whenever she wants. Alicia Justice is wrapping up her third year at the university. She says she was hesitant when her high school age cousin asked about Western.
It's really a personal level thing, especially with the different academic programs. Some of them are being cut or having some cuts to them. So if you're going into a certain program, you're going to need to make that consideration for yourself.
Justice says current and prospective students see more cons than pros of the school because of the recent changes.
The fact that we're having budget cuts and the fact that a lot, like some programs are getting cut, the fact that there's not a lot to do in Macomb, and because there's all those cons, plus the fact that tuition is still going up, for some people that doesn't make sense because they're like, why would I pay more than previous people who went there when it feels like I'm getting less.
Despite her concerns, Justice plans to complete her degree at Western. Leffringhouse, the student I talked to in the diner, is set to graduate in May and will be attending graduate school at Western. Richards, on the other hand, is back in New Mexico. She's completed her degree and doesn't know what she's going to do next.
I think the thing that made it easier was like school, really. I really liked school at Western, just having like the sports broadcasting program and all my professors and everything. Like I really enjoyed the academic part of Western.
Richard says that leaving New Mexico for an unfamiliar place made her prepared for adulthood.
Me, like, going away to school so far was probably, like, one of the greatest experiences. Western was a great experience, but I think just, like, moving away and having to be, like, so independent, it just, like, taught me a lot. So that was probably, like, another perk of, like, going to Western.
For some students, the perks of going to Western seem to decrease daily as programs and employees keep getting cut. Nonetheless, students from all over are venturing out to Macomb for what the university still has left to offer. I'm Emily Stern, Tri-State's Public Radio News.